everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
Hi, I'm Laura.
And today we're here to talk about an article which mentions something a lot of people love.
Musical theater!
Yay! I love musical theater.
Same.
Yeah. It involves a lot of singing and dancing. Do you like to sing or dance, Laura?
I do, but unfortunately, sometimes when I sing too much, I might lose my voice, and I don't want that to happen to me, especially when we're teaching or filming so much.
Yeah.
Dancing, I do.
Yeah. I'm really bad at dancing, but...
Ooh, but we enjoy doing it anyway.
You know what? You know, you gotta have fun.
That's true.
But I am a good singer, and I love to do KTV.
Oh, same. Yeah. I love it. We should go sometime.
That would be super fun.
Okay. So why are we talking about dancing and singing?
Because we're talking about all of those things as part of musical theater,
right? Which
is an art form where we're going to learn what it is and where these kinds of shows came from. So
nice. Let's
go ahead and take a look at the article.
Okay.
Reading.
The Magic of Musical Theater. Without a song or a dance, what are we? This line from the musical, Mamma Mia, can be regarded as a way of life in the musical theater world. What is musical theater, though? It's a performance that combines singing, acting, and dancing to tell a story of life, love, and emotion. The origins of musical theater can be traced back to ancient Greece. However, it didn't start to take on its modern structure until 1728. That year, John Gay wrote The Beggar's Opera. This satire about English politics was the first show to include both dialogue and singing. In the U.S., musical theater really came about with an 1866 show called The Black Crook. The producers combined the show with a French ballet. Though the addition of dancing made the show 5 hours long, it became wildly successful. After World War I, musical theater changed once again. Shows started focusing less on comedy and more on romance and social concerns. This continued throughout the 20th century, leading to the shows we love today.
Okay, so it starts off by giving us a really nice quote. Without a song or a dance, what are we? This line from the musical Mamma Mia can be regarded as a way of life in the musical theater world.
Nice. OK, 所以大家呢也是不是跟我跟 Kat 老师一样都很喜欢 musical theater, 就是音乐剧 or musicals, OK?、Mm-hmm. 那一开始呢课文就提到一个大家如果很喜欢这个音乐剧呢可能会有点熟悉就是 without a song or a dance,What are we? 没有歌和舞蹈的世界我们会是什么呢没错这一句就是来自音乐剧 Mamma Mia OK 的台词可以视为是音乐剧世界的一种生活态度
Mm-hmm. So, what is musical theater though? It's a performance that combines singing, acting, and dancing to tell a story of life, love, and emotion. Ooh, so fancy there
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have one of our vocab words in that sentence there. It's performance. Performance is a noun. It's something that a person or many people do in front of an audience who are the people there to watch something entertaining. And it shows their skill at something. It could be for fun. It could be for entertainment. Pop stars give performances at some events or concerts.Dancers, artists, circuses, can also perform. Perform is the verb of performance. There are even people who do performance on the street called street performers. So here's an example. The opera singer put on a wonderful performance at the company's Christmas party.
Nice, OK, 我们刚刚有提到 performance 这个字哦，其实它是个名词，就是表演啦、娱乐这样的意思。那它的动词就是 perform。那 performer 则是表演者、表演家这样子的意思哦。OK, 所以康维课文他提到就是说，然而什么是音乐剧呢？因为我们刚刚一直提到 musical theater,OK,、okay? 就是音乐剧，或者我们口语直接可以用 musical 来表示。那课文就提到这是一个结合歌唱、演戏和舞蹈来演绎一出关于人生爱和情感的故事哦，哇，听起来真的很有深度哦。那怎么用刚刚提到的 performance 这个字呢？ Okay, maybe I could put in a sentence like this using the word performance. The evening's performance will start at 8 o'clock, or she gave a brilliant performance as the villain. That means she played the role of the villain brilliantly.
Wow.Okay, so how did musical theater start? Let's find that out. The origins of musical theater can be traced back to ancient Greece. If you say something can be traced back to a certain time, that means you can follow that thing from now backward through history until you find where and when it was first seen. For example, we can trace card games back to ancient China, or the word muscle can be traced back to the Latin for mouse, because muscles are supposed to look like mice crawling up your arm.Is what they said.
Wow, I didn't know that. Interesting. Okay,、yeah. be traced back to, 就是追溯到什么时候哦。类似的片语还有 date back to. Okay, so how can I use this phrase? I could say something like, the style of these paintings can be traced back to early medieval influences.
True. Okay, so...We're talking about the origins of musical theater、
right.
in ancient Greece.、Mm-hmm. However, it didn't start to take on its modern structure until 1728.、when we say something takes on a quality, it just means it starts to look that way.、
Oh.
It shows that the thing is changing at that time. Take on has a few other meanings, too. This is the one used here.
That's、yeah. right. I'll probably explain a few of the other meanings right now.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 所以课文提到就是然而音乐剧直到什么时候呢？1728年才开始了，这开始有了这个现代音乐剧的结构。Okay, 这里我们看到的 take on something 其实就是呈现某个样貌，比方像是 her face took on a fierce expression. Ooh, okay, or his life had taken on a new dimension.Mention. Wow, okay.
Wow, sounds so
brilliant. I know. So take on, 其他的用法还有承担的意思，像是 don't take on too much work, the extra cash isn't worth it. Your health is more important.
Yes, agree.
对 take on 还有什么意思呢？就是跟什么较量或是跟什么比较的意思，像是 she took him on in a game of tennis. So a couple of different meanings here.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay, and in this sentence, we also have something, a vocab word that sticks out. Structure,、take on its modern structure.、so structure in this case is, means something...the structure of it is the way it is built or made up of different parts. Structure is a noun. Every building has a structure which keeps it standing up. Things you can't touch or see also have structure. For example, the basic structure of any story is beginning, middle, end. Songs also have a structure to them. You can pay attention if you listen to the radio. You can hear different structures of songs. The structure of musical theater now includes different parts that it didn't have in ancient Greece. So here's an example. You could use it like this. This poem has an A-B-A-B structure. So every other line rhymes with each other.
Okay,、yeah. so structure, 大家有听懂什么意思吗？它就是结构、构造的意思，它是个名词。I often think of the structure of the brain in biology class.
Ooh, yeah, that's an interesting
one. Brain.
Ooh, okay. I never had to dissect a brain.
Ooh, gross. Okay, so let's continue reading and find out more about、musicals.
Okay, so in the year 1728,、is what we mentioned already.
Right.
That year, John Gay wrote The Beggar's Opera.This satire about English politics was the first show to include both dialogue and singing. So it's a show that includes like people talking and people singing, which I think they didn't have up until that time. Okay. And another vocab word we have in this sentence is politics. Politics is a pretty big idea.
Yes.
It's anything that involves the government and especially the issues that government and people are dealing with at that time. Politics includes topics like people's rights, money, beliefs, what new law should be made or what old law should change. Some people like to talk about politics and others really try to avoid it. I'm the person who tries to avoid it.
It's safer to avoid topics like that.
Mm-hmm. The adjective form of this one is political. And here's an example. Karina is involved in politics and she works hard to make sure people know about what is happening in our government.
Nice, okay. 所以刚刚我们提到的是1728年哦，那一年呢，这个我们看到 John Gay, 哇，他写了一出叫做 The Beggar's Opera, 就是乞丐歌剧。那这部关于英国政治的这个讽刺，当我们用这个 satire, 就是当作名词，可以当作讽刺的作品或是文学，所以这个是一个讽刺剧呢，是首部哦，第一部哦，包含对白跟歌唱的演出就是用了这样的形式。那其中我们提到了 politics, 就是政治。那如果我们要提到政治家呢就是 politician。Okay, so maybe I could talk about something like this in a sentence. She's always been interested in politics, or politics has always interested her. Okay, actually, I try to avoid any topics regarding politics when you, especially when you meet somebody for the first time. It's
not
a really good, you know, topic to bring up in case you guys have different opinions.
Yeah, and it invites argument you do have different opinions. And so you can't really start a good friendship if you have different beliefs like that.
Okay, let's continue and go back to the article.
Okay, so we had the Beggar's Opera, which was about English politics. Then, in the U.S., musical theater really came about with an 1866 show called The Black Crook. The producers of the producers combined the show with a French ballet. Oh, that sounds lovely.
Wow.
I love ballet.
Same. Okay. 所以在美国呢，就是则在1866年 ，Okay， 有一个叫做 The Black Crook 就是恶徒子的演出才正式宣告了美国音乐剧的形成，因为我们刚刚看到是英国嘛，那我们现在回到看到美国是怎么样的，他在这一个 The Black Crook 他制作人呢结合法国芭蕾舞团一同演出，诶 OK， 其中呢我们看到的片语Come about 指的就是产生啦、出现或有发生的意思。另外呢，同学们有没有注意到这里我们提到的 an 1866 show？ OK， 这里大家可能会觉得说，为什么要用不定冠词的 an？ 因为呢，当名词读音为母音做字首时，像是这里的 18， 对不对？是这个母音，所以要用 an 1866 show。OK， 那还有 ballet 是什么呢？当然就是在这里指的是芭蕾舞团，或者是其他的用法有芭蕾舞这样子的意思哦。OK，
yeah， OK， so the combination of a show with a French ballet and so though
Very
the addition
nice.
of dancing made the show 5 hours long. It became wildly successful.
Okay, that
sounds
really long.
I cannot imagine sitting through a show for 5 hours.
I was going to say that. I don't know if I could actually sit for that long.
Yeah.
Okay, 虽然呢，芭蕾舞的加入使整出戏演出长达多久？刚才有没有听到？是5小时诶。但是呢，它也成功的造成一股这个观秀风潮。Okay, and we saw the word addition, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, addition. That is a noun, and that's one of our vocab words. An addition is simply something you add, something you put in later. We use this word often with of something. So you hear something like the addition of 5 days. Then we can put to before the thing we added to. So the addition of 5 days to my vacation.So, for example, the sentence would be, the addition of 5 days to my vacation gave me enough time to travel to 2 more cities.
Nice. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Addition 是什么呢？我们都知道 add 就是加嘛，这是它的动词，所以 addition 就是它的名词，有添加、增加的意思。We could also use the word addition in cooking. For example,、mm-hmm. the soup was thickened by the addition of cream in the last stage of cooking.
Soup with cream, yummy. Okay, let's go back to the article.、Mm-hmm.After World War I, musical theater changed once again. Shows started focusing less on comedy and more on romance and social concerns.
I like those too.
Yeah, okay. Romance and social concerns. And I also like comedy too, though.
That's right. Okay, so 第一次世界大战之后呢，音乐剧哇又再次的转变哦。那剧本就开始减少喜剧的比重，然后呢，并注重浪漫的爱情和社会关切的议题。那其实我们看到的 comedy 当然就是喜剧。I love comedies, but I also love romance. Romance 当然就是爱情啦 love.
Yes, okay. So we're talking more about romance, more about social concerns. Concern is another one of our vocab words. It is a noun. A concern is something that involves you or something that is important to you. At the time that musicals were changing, people didn't really care so much about things being funny in them. They wanted musicals to show real stories about things that were actually happening or things that could happen in real life that are not just an excuse to laugh.So here's an example. Once a week, my parents and I sit down to talk about family concerns, like how we can support each other at school and work.
Okay, concern, this word can be used both as a verb and a noun, but here it's used as a noun. 在本课呢 concern 是指关心的事，是当作名词来用。For example, we could talk about the economy is one of our main concerns.
Mm-hmm.So, they're talking about romance, they're talking about social concerns, and the article goes on to say, this continued throughout the 20th century, leading to the shows we love today.
Okay, 所以回到课文提到就是说，这持续整个二十世纪促成现今我们喜爱的音乐剧啦。And we saw the word throughout. What does it mean?
Throughout. Throughout is a preposition. It's a bit of a tongue twister. It's through and out stuck together. Sometimes I see people say like throat or something. Nah, it's throughout. Two syllables. If something happens throughout a certain time, it starts at the beginning and continues until the end.The change in musical theater started after World War I and continued until the end of the 20th century, throughout the century. So, and how can I use this in a sentence? Throughout his life, Edward has moved from place to place. He never lives in one country for very long.
Wow, okay. So throughout 就是一个这个介系词表示自始至终从头到尾所以我们要看到的是 cover 一段时间哦。比方像是呢 throughout her life, she has suffered with a disease. Or it rained throughout the day. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah,
raining.
Me too. You hope it's going to stop and then it just never does. Yeah, okay.So, and we also have another interesting phrase in this sentence, leading to the shows we love today. Lead to means something happens because of something else that happened a while before. For instance, the new rules at school led to a lot of students being unhappy. It's another way to say the students are unhappy because of the new rules.
Okay, lead to something, 就是导致促成什么什么。那其实很类似的片语我们还有看到就是像是 result in, bring about, or give rise to, 都有促成引发的意思哦常常在一些生活上会常见是听到的、哦。比方像是我可以提到 reducing speed limits should lead to fewer deaths on the roads. Okay, 那它相反的呢其实大家要注意哦就可以用 result from something, 就是起因于什么什么所以一个 lead to 是讲到一个结果那什么原因呢是要用 result from something、
mm-hmm. So it seems like musical theater actually has a surprisingly long history I'm glad we got to learn more about、
Yay.
It Yeah, so we're at the end of today's article Let's go ahead and see what today's For You Chat question is
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question for you、mm-hmm. and for you, Kat, as well.
Yeah.
Do you like going to the theater to watch plays or musicals? Why or why not?
I love going to watch plays and musicals. I've seen a lot over my life.
Really?
Yeah, I think some of my favorites, I've seen Les Miserables twice.
Oh.
Very, very sad,
I
but
know.
Very good.
There's also a movie, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I haven't seen the movie yet, actually.
I have. Okay, oh, okay. What about, since your name is Kat, have you seen Cats?
Yes, I've seen Cats. I got to see Cats when it was touring in Asia.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. And then my family used to always go to the Nutcracker every Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, that was so nice.
Festive.
And
I would want to see the Nutcracker. How was it? But watching it every year for Christmas?
It's a tradition. So, yeah, it was really nice. Yeah.
Aww.
And then I've also been in a few short plays, and I was in the chorus for the musical Brigadoon in high school.
You have to sing for us sometime.
Sometime, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Maybe you guys can discuss with your classmates and see which musicals they've watched, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which they're interested in.
Yeah, definitely. So stay tuned for day two, where we're going to learn about musical theater in Asia.
Nice.
I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
See you next time.
Bye.
The Magic of Musical Theater.Without a song or a dance, what are we? This line from the musical, Mamma Mia, can be regarded as a way of life in the musical theater world. What is musical theater, though? It's a performance that combines singing, acting, and dancing to tell a story of life, love, and emotion. The origins of musical theater can be traced back to ancient Greece.However, it didn't start to take on its modern structure until 1728. That year, John Gay wrote The Beggar's Opera. This satire about English politics was the first show to include both dialogue and singing. In the U.S., musical theater really came about with an 1866 show called The Black Crook.The producers combined the show with a French ballet. Though the addition of dancing made the show 5 hours long, it became wildly successful. After World War I, musical theater changed once again. Shows started focusing less on comedy and more on romance and social concerns. This continued throughout the 20th century.Leading to the shows we love today.
Vocabulary Review.
Performance. Everyone agreed that last night's performance of Romeo and Juliet was the theatre's best yet.Structure. Haiku poems were first invented in the 1800s, and their structure hasn't changed at all since then. Politics. Ronald chose to study politics in college. He wanted to work for the government. Addition. This dessert normally doesn't have a lot of flavor, but the addition of sugar makes it very sweet. Concern.Attracting new customers has become the biggest concern for this company. Throughout. While other trees lose their leaves, this one stays green throughout the year.